Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I spent a lot of time talking about the weather hazards that are specific to this region because they're so different compared to the rest of the nation. Sneaker waves and steep beaches are our most deadly weather hazards around here, but it's virtually impossible for us to be impacted by a hurricane. So I don't spend very much time talking about how to be safe during a hurricane. My reasoning goes like this. If I spend a lot of time talking about all the hazards that we don't really get, then it will be harder for folks to hear and remember the information about the hazards that we do get. But people travel to other parts of the nation and beyond, so I have done a series of community comments where I covered some of the hazards you might find when you travel, such as lightning and tornadoes if you travel to the south. I mention this because I just took a trip myself, and therefore I tried to follow my own advice, and I did some research before I left, and I figured I would share my experience. Now, my trip involved going to Homer, Alaska to pick up a boat I bought and to bring it across the Gulf of Alaska to Juneau. In preparation for this trip across the northern Pacific, here's what I did. First, I started watching the weather a few weeks in advance so I could get a feel for the cyclic patterns of the weather. Of course, I was planning an ocean voyage, so this might have been overkill for a land-based trip, but even planning out what clothes and jackets to bring, knowing the weather in advance can be pretty helpful. And I should share that I was pretty surprised by the weather that far north. Every time I checked, the wind and the waves up in Alaska were significantly calmer than they were right here off the coast of Humboldt. And intellectually, I should have known that was going to be the case since, you know, I know we have this Pacific high off our coast and a lot of solar warming of the land inland that causes our strong winds. But still, I just figured Alaska would be harsher. You know, it's Alaska. And that was just not looking to be the case. Now next, I looked into the average conditions during June, which is when my trip was going to be, by calling the National Weather Service office in Anchorage. And they were really helpful and confirmed that June is often very quiet in the Gulf of Alaska, with an occasional low pressure system that can come through and cause some brief periods of stronger wind and waves. The last thing I did, of course, was to check the forecast right before I left Homer. And sure enough, the wind and waves were forecast to be very light for our entire four-day crossing. And that was exactly what we experienced. I have to be honest, it almost felt surreal being in waters so far north and having almost lake-like conditions. But the trip was wonderful with lots of dolls, porpoises, and whales to be seen. So everything was well. Now my next leg is from Juneau to Seattle, so I'm already starting to study the conditions through that region. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.